I can stand up here and talk about the blood, and it is washing over me right now because I've spent hours studying about the blood. Now I'm going to teach you about the power of the blood. And the next time you plead the blood of Jesus, you're going to know what you're doing. The next time you say the blood of Jesus, you're going to know what it's all about. The next time that you walk your streets and you declare the blood of Jesus over your street, over your city, you're going to know what's actually happening. Okay, let me try to preach this. Oh, Jesus. I don't care, but I feel like he's bringing me to the word. We could worship all day and that'd be fine too. We got good worshipers here today. We'll see where we go. All right. The title of this message is Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Is that a surprise? No, I probably won't get anywhere past the blood though.
All right.
You see, God told us last week that we are his restoration plan. And that restoration plan, it weighs on me. Because the restoration plan includes us being activated. But in order for us to be activated, we have to know what we're getting activated to and activated by and why we are activated. And so last week we focused on Hezekiah, and Hezekiah had came in and he had turned around things for the nation of Israel. And in 2 Chronicles 30 verse 1, he sent to all of Israel and he wrote letters to them. And he said that they should come to the house of the Lord. But why? Why was he calling them back to the house of the Lord? To keep the Passover to the Lord God of Israel. So the Lord brought me back to that this week. And he was like, you talked about the end result, but you need to camp a little bit. You need to go back and you need to camp on why he went back to institute. It wasn't even the season of Passover. It wasn't, but he made an exception to the rule. He was the king, ordered by the king to give exception to the rule because there was something that was needed. There was something that had to happen. There had to be an honor that was released. If you're going to save a nation, you better understand that there is an honor to the blood. And so when he called them back to Passover, it is all about the power of the blood. He called them. We know that the Passover that they were celebrating was the Passover where the Israelites were saved from the enemy. That they the death had to pass over them because they were about ready to enter into a promised land given by God. And so they had to understand, and they had to sacrifice the blood of animals. It saved them from death. The power of the blood was always in covenant relationship with God. God always had a sacrifice. He always had a blood that was spilled. And in order to even make covenant, he had spilled blood because he was trying to say, it's about the blood. It's about the blood. It's about the blood. It's about the blood. There's nothing that's going to happen with power if you forget about the blood. And so in the temple, the first thing you see is the altar of burnt offering where all the sprinkling of the blood continued without ceasing from morning till night. Morning till night. Blood, 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 blood. God's making a point. He wasn't here to scream in our face, but he's here to scream in our face. With the scriptures, with what he reiterates, every time he says the blood in the word of God, he is screaming, it's in the power of the blood. And so if in the holy place, in the holy of holies, when people would ask, well, why, how do you get to the God in there? And when they tried to approach it, they said, no, you can't go in without the blood. You can't go in without the blood. The priests even couldn't go in without the shedding of blood. They couldn't go in past the holy place into the holy of holies without the shedding of blood. The glory was there itself. The ark was sprinkled with the blood. The high priest would go in. They would sprinkle the blood. Because they knew what? They knew that the blood was the only thing that could cover sin. They knew that there was power in the blood to get rid of sin. They knew that they could go in there and they could pray all they want, but they couldn't pray without the sprinkling of the blood, because there was an honor that is demanded from the Father and the sacrifice of the blood. And we're afraid to say the blood of Jesus because we think it's weird. People will think we're weird, but we've lost the power that we are able to walk in because we're not confessing, we're not preaching, we're not talking about the blood of Jesus anymore because it sounds a little bit disgusting. Well, it wasn't disgusting to the Father when he gave his son's blood for you. To save a nation, God put Hezekiah in place to call a nation back to the remembrance of the blood. I believe we are in that season right now. We are in the season where God is pressing upon a people to call back the power of the blood of Jesus. We have to understand this. We have to walk in this. We have to speak this out of our mouth. We have to be walking in the power of the blood and understanding what it means. And so to save a nation, Hezekiah established a decree. He made a proclamation. And he said, 2 Chronicles 30 verse 5 said, he established a decree to make a proclamation throughout all of Israel. And what did he say? He said, they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God. You have to come and you have to remember the blood of the Lamb. The thing that brought them out was the blood of the Lamb. The thing that caused them to be able to be saved from death was the blood of the Lamb. The acknowledgement of the blood of the Lamb. They had to put it on their doorpost. They had to put faith in the fact that if God said, the blood is the power to save you from death, they had to agree with God. They had to do what they were told. They didn't say, oh, that's disgusting. They didn't say, I don't want to put blood on the doorpost. They had to make a declaration. They had to make a statement. They had to make the cross of the blood of Jesus Christ to depict what was coming. Because the power of the blood was there, and the power of the blood was going to come in a different way, and the power of the blood is here right now. I said, it's here right now. Hallelujah. You have to honor it. You have to proclaim it. You have to understand. 2 Chronicles 30, 15, they slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th day. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed. You know why? Because they knew that their sin had to be covered. And you know what they knew? They knew the blood had the ability to cover their sins. When you understand the blood and you access the power of the blood, shame goes. And they brought the offerings to the house of the Lord, and then they stood in their place. They stood in their place. They sprinkled the blood and they received from the priests. The action was an action that God instituted. God honored and God showed up with provision, with protection, and with power because the blood sacrifice power continues. They continued to offer sacrifices, blood sacrifices, for 1,500 years. Do you think God's saying something? The blood. This year, the blood next year, the blood the next year, the blood the next 10 years, the blood the next 1,000 years, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, because he's making a statement. We can't do anything without the power of the blood. Foreshadowing. Hallelujah. Okay. There was another decree about the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. Now we move into the New Testament where we're living. We live in the New Testament, but what's happening? John the Baptist is getting ready to announce something. John the Baptist knows there's a shaking going on. John the Baptist knows that there's going to be a shift. He doesn't understand it all. He just knows what has been spoken. He knows that the Messiah is about ready to show up. And so Jesus starts coming towards John. And what does he say? He didn't say, oh, look, there's Jesus. He didn't say, oh, look, here comes salvation. He said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. What was he acknowledging? The blood of the Lamb. The very first thing that had to happen for Jesus to complete the law was to show up and end the law by a perfect sacrifice of the shedding of blood that had no sin in it at all. Hebrews 9:11 says Christ came as the high priest of the good things to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of the good things to come. Serving Jesus is a blessing to us. Serving Jesus is a privilege to us. It's a good thing to serve the Lord. It's a good thing to know the Lord. It's a good thing to be cleansed by His blood. It is not a hard thing. It is not something that we have to do. It is something that we get to do because we are in a time where we are beginning to understand that we need to return to what our fathers spoke, what our fathers understood. How they led us through the wilderness, it's by the power of the blood. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9, Christ came as a high priest. Oh, hallelujah. You know why he came as a high priest? Because he's about ready to enter into that holy of holy place. He's about ready to sprinkle his own blood all over. He's ready to take the place. He is going into a tabernacle and he is building a new tabernacle, a greater tabernacle, a perfect tabernacle that is not made with hands, that is not of this creation. It's not about the goats and the calves' blood, but now it's about his own blood that he entered into the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption forever and ever and ever settled. It's settled by what? By the blood sacrifice of the Lamb of God. You see, when we plead the blood, we're not just making a statement. No, we're accessing something right there. We are accessing the sacrifice that our Lord was willing to pay so that we can enter in to the Holy of Holies and we can look upon the Father's face, the Son of God's face. We become one with them because of His blood sacrifice, and He sprinkled His blood once and for all that we may become one with them, one with them, one with them. It didn't last a year. It lasts for eternity. It lasts for eternity. Hallelujah. He obtained a new life for us. He bought us with His blood. He purchased my life, your life, with His blood. He bought us. Hallelujah. We are washed in the blood. We are washed in the blood. We're washed in the power of the blood. The blood cleanses us from sin. In John 19:34, it says that when he was on the cross, and after he had died, that not only had he shed all of his blood by that horrific beating that he took, but no, they came and they were going to break his legs, but they couldn't because they couldn't change the scriptures. Because God was watching over his scripture and none of his bones were going to be broken. But here's what they did. They did it, and they didn't even know they were prophetically doing something. They didn't know what they were about to do. And they approached him on that cross, and they got a spear, and they pierced him in the side. And what came out of our Savior's side? It was the blood and the water. And you know why it was the blood and the water? Because the blood was covering our sins, and the water was the Spirit that was going to empower us. You see, he didn't do one thing without the other. He did everything, the complete package for us. He said, I'm not going to leave them without the same kind of power that I have to face every demon, to win every war, to save every nation. I'm going to let them have the blood and the water, the forgiveness and the power, the covering of their sins forever and ever. And they will be empowered to be who I called them to be and to do what I called them to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you remember the day you received Jesus? Don't you remember how disgusting you felt? Don't you remember that all of a sudden, all of your dirty deeds were inside of you and you became aware that you were helpless to save yourself? You were in need of a Savior. You were in need of His precious blood. But the moment you accessed the power of the cross through the blood sacrifice of our Lord, you were translated out of darkness into His light. Hallelujah! There's power in the blood of Jesus. That power saved you. That power transformed you. That power gave you new life. And that power is empowering you to bring others to new life. Hallelujah. The shower, the sprinkling of the blood, we had to have it. We honored it, and God honored us. You start honoring the blood, and God starts honoring you. He doesn't have to. He just does. He does. Saving a nation came through honoring the blood. Saving a whole nation upon nation upon nation upon. There's not a nation in this universe that does not have access to the saving power of the blood of Jesus Christ. He died for every person. He died for every nation. He died for every creed. He died for every color. He swept away any differences, and he put intact the way to be free and the way to live our life in victory. Hallelujah. Do you know that the power of the blood doesn't stop working? We stop working the blood. We stop working the blood, but the blood never stops working. Do you understand? It's as effective today, and its power is just as real today as it's ever been. And it even has the power to cleanse us from dead works. Oh, glory to God. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You know when you think it's hard to serve God? When you haven't been cleansed in your mind by the blood. When you're just doing things to be doing things because you think you're supposed to be doing things because you're still trying to prove to God that you have some ability that you're trying to get Him to go along with. When you're just doing a bunch of works because you think He wants you to work for Him. Well, hello, you don't even like working for your boss. You don't like working. You think working for your boss when they make a decision that you don't like it. You don't want to work for them anymore. You want to change jobs. But when you're working for the Lord Jesus Christ, when you're working for the kingdom, His blood has the power to change your attitude. He has the power to cleanse you from the dead works, because we're not living to do works. We're not living to do a check mark. We're not living to get the approval of God. We have the approval of God by the blood of the Christ on the cross. We're working as unto the Lord to build a kingdom that cannot be shaken by the blood. I don't know how many of you watch The Passion of the Christ. Probably everybody but Billy Kay. She can't watch it. It's too much. But when I think about the blood, and when I watched his sacrifice, when I watched how horrible they beat him, when I watched that it says that they beat him so much that you couldn't even tell who he was anymore. He looked like hamburger meat. You think there wasn't any blood involved in that? And every stripe that he took for us was sprinkling the blood for every disease, for everything we need to be healed of, for every situation, for every circumstance. The sprinkling of the blood was taking place even as he went to the cross. We're told to live holy as he is holy. We're told to live a sin-free life, and we can maintain a relationship with God every day, free of sin. You know how? The blood. The blood. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Aren't you happy you're here today? And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. What covers you? What cleanses you? The blood. Verse 5 says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You can live a life without darkness. If we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we're lying. And we don't practice the truth. Don't tell me you know, they call this a Christian nation still. Well, I'm glad they still call it a Christian nation, because there's power in what we declare and what we decree. But I'd like to see the power start coming out of those people who call themselves Christians. But the power will not appear to those who call themselves Christians until you access the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. Until you let him give you the shower of the blood to sprinkle upon you and take you away from the sin life. I don't want darkness. I want light emanating through my eyes, emanating through my hands, emanating through my feet. Every place we go, we're supposed to be shedding the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how shall we do that if we don't even acknowledge the power of the blood of our Savior? It's time to go back to the blood. The power of the blood. He is faithful and just to forgive us by the power of the eternal blood that he shed. When I went to Africa with Reverend Angeli, we had nightly crusades. Oh my goodness, on top of a mountain. On top of a very cold mountain. On top of a very cold mountain that had rain. On top of a very cold mountain with thousands of hungry people that wanted to know Jesus, that wanted to get healed, that wanted to get saved, that wanted to get set free. But on that same mountain, there appeared a bunch of witches. And they would always come. They would always try to come to Reverend Angeli's, because they knew what he was going to do. He was about ready to shake a nation. He was about ready to get people set free. He was about ready to do something that they couldn't do. But they came to try to stop him. They thought they'd put a few curses on him. They thought they would stop the power of the blood. But you know what Reverend Angel always did every night? The blood. The blood, 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 the blood. Then he'd say, say it with me. The blood. The blood, 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 the blood. And you know what happened? Those people who were full of demons, those witches, they got stiff as boards. They couldn't even do anything anymore. They just went like this, and then they fell over. The usher just went and picked him up, put him outside, boom. Just laid him out there, speechless, unable to move. You know why? The power of the blood of Jesus was proclaimed by someone who operated in the power. Someone who knew the power. Someone who proclaimed the power. Someone who lived in the power. Hallelujah. It wasn't words to him. It can't be just words to us. The blood of Jesus. We're saved by the blood of Jesus. What does that mean to you? Do you get it deep down inside? Do you understand that the power of his blood, his shed blood, is crying to the sons and the daughters to arise? If you understand the power of the blood, if you access the power of the blood, you're going to do exploits, because there's no power that the enemy has that is more powerful than the blood of Jesus Christ. Not one thing. He can't do one thing. He can't do one thing to defeat the power of the blood. Not one thing. You want to be victorious? You better get the blood understanding on the inside of you. You better start pleading the blood. We say pleading the blood. It means that we're crying out for the reality of the blood to come in our life, to come through our mouth, to come through our action. We plead the blood of Jesus to come. We send the blood of Jesus out. That's what we were doing today. We were sending out the blood of Jesus. We are sending it out to cities. We're sending it out to nations. It's shifting things around, because the blood is grabbing a hold of the power of the enemy and putting it under our feet. When we understand the power of the blood is now redeemed, a people who now have same access to the freedom that only the blood can give. Hallelujah. The power of the blood of Jesus' sacrifice is to be honored. The release of the power of the blood is a declaration. It's a declaration that makes a difference. It's not something we say, it's something we live. It's something we access. It's something that empowers us. We have God's DNA running inside of our veins. It's running with the blood of Jesus. My blood is O type, but my blood is really God type. Because when I got saved and I gave my life to Jesus Christ, he cleansed me from the inside out. And he came to live on the inside of me, and his blood cleansed me from the inside out. His blood cleansed you from the inside out. I have supernatural blood running on the inside of me. Why can't we do supernatural things if we are empowered with supernatural blood? Only because we don't know about it. Only because we don't access it. Only because nobody ever talks about it. Only because we haven't had the blood of Jesus in our everyday life. We sing about everything else. We talk about everything else. We love the name of Jesus. Don't we? I say Jesus, everybody gets happy. Jesus. We're happy about Jesus. But they overcame him. They overcome the world. With what? With the blood of the Lamb. the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. The word of our testimony about what? The word of our testimony about the blood of Jesus and its power. The one who resurrected us from the dead. The one who kept us. The one that we're going to stand in front of. And we're not going to be ashamed. All of the works that we're going to have are not going to be the works of the flesh. We're going to have the works of the Spirit. And when our works are tried in the fire, if our works have been cleansed and infiltrated by the blood of the Lamb, they are going to stand. And everything else is going to be burned up. You're not going to hand him the list of the things you did if you didn't do it with the power of the blood. But when you did it, understanding the power lived on the inside of you because his blood is surging through you, you are a cleansed, holy, able, capable, powerful, redeemed person in the blood of Jesus Christ. And you stand before him and you say, oh Lord. Well, we don't won't be standing, I'm pretty sure. We'll be laying going, oh Lord. And he'll say, I see your works. And he'll say, I see that you honored the sacrifice of my son. I see you lived your life by the power of the blood. I see you understood the power and the redemption. I see you accepted my son as your savior. I see that everything you did in your life, you did it as unto me because you were honoring the sacrifice of the blood. And if we do our works to honor him, not honor ourselves, a spirit of humility. Oh, understanding, acknowledging his blood was the answer for us. And his blood was the answer for everyone else. Hallelujah. It's eternal. The power of the blood is eternal. Revelations 5:9 says this. They started singing a new song. They're saying, you are worthy to take the scroll, to open up the seals, for you were slain. Hallelujah. And you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Hallelujah. Do you know that the blood of Jesus is going to be honored throughout eternity? But we need to start now. Hallelujah. That is the importance that the Father has bestowed upon the blood. The blood has to be recognized. The blood has to be accessed. The blood has to be honored. The blood has to be spoken. The blood has to be in our mind. The blood has to be in our actions. The power of the blood begins to consume us. And then when we operate in what we know is that cleansing blood, that we are free from sin, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the very power that we operate in. Then we begin to say, oh, you got something wrong with you? I have freedom to lay hands on you. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I have supernatural blood thrown through my veins, and it's about ready to knock you over. It's about ready to set you free. It's about ready to heal your body. It's about ready to change your mind. It's about ready to set you out of the kingdom of darkness into his light. It's about ready to change your history, because now it's going to be his story that impacts your life. Hallelujah, it's time to change things. We're no longer offering animal sacrifices to cover our sins. Well, thank God, because I certainly wouldn't be up here. But all of that was a foreshadowing of what was necessary right now. The blood of Jesus. I think where are the songs about the power of the blood? There are some new ones. Thank God some of you knew it. oh Lord. I'm like, I don't know. I've been walking around. You know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been walking around singing about the power of the blood. I didn't know why. I'm saying, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. At the cross, when I first saw the light, and my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Been singing it, and 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 singing it. You know why? Because I sat in that church. And I heard about the blood of Jesus. And when I began to sing the blood of Jesus, I could feel the power of the blood of Jesus. And then I saw the power of the blood of Jesus displayed every time someone got healed. Every time somebody who was blind got sight. Every time somebody who was in a wheelchair walked. Every time somebody who couldn't hear all of a sudden got their hearing. Every time somebody who couldn't speak suddenly spoke. And I'm saying to myself, God, where is the power? Why don't we have the power source right now in our life? Why are there just a few people in this world that seem to have that kind of power? And I'll tell you why. Because we need a revelation of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we need to access what Jesus paid for us on the cross. And we need to begin to take it for ourselves. When they put that in his side, out came the empowerment of the Spirit along with our redemption. You can't get anything accomplished if you're not redeemed. Amen. Dead works. Well, I have a dream. Well, you can dream all day long, but if you got no power to go with the dream, you just got a dream. But when you have a dream that was given to you by God, and you recognize and have the revelation of what the Lord has done for you. Oh, that brings another song. Think of what he's done. And all he's done for me. Oh, that'd be a Farrell and a Leslie song. I'm going to dance, 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 dance all night. There you go, angel legs to do. You want to get your feet to dancing? You got to start thinking about the blood. You got to start thinking about his redemption. You got to start walking in the fullness of the price that he paid. The blood is important. It was so important that God sent his son to suffer and shed his blood so we could be not only redeemed but empowered. Okay, they have song for us, don't you, Danielle? She's like, oh no. I tried to send one to John. John goes, hey, you know what color I'm at? I go, the blood of Jesus gets rid of color. I swear when I get to heaven, I'm gonna be black when I get to heaven. I don't know. I just got some of that running around inside of me somewhere. Because sometimes we just got to access something by forgetting about where we are. We got to forget about what other people think of us. You know, we got to be unreserved in our worship to the Lord. We got to cry out, because if we don't cry out, the rocks are going to take our place and no rock is going to take my place. And so we are going to lift up our voice. I want you to understand today, when we sing about the blood of Jesus, we're not singing. We're proclaiming.
That's right.
We're declaring. We're changing a nation. Do you understand that the blood of Jesus can change this nation? Well, do you believe what I preached to you today? Did I give you enough scriptures, or shall I go back and get you more? Because the blood runs from the cover to cover in the Bible. It is the scarlet thread. They even wrote a book about it. The scarlet thread. I read it years ago. I cried through every page. You can only imagine. The blood of Jesus runs from Genesis to Revelation, and it will never lose its power. It will last throughout eternity, and it's time for us to access the truth of what it is and to proclaim it and to accept it and to let His blood empower us so that we can live like He did, because the world is waiting for the sons and the daughters to arise, and we can't arise without the empowerment of the blood. All right, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's why you're always struggling. That could be why you're not staying on the right path. It's because you're not applying the power of the blood that he shed for you. And so this is your opportunity. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you just ask him, I believe that you died on that cross, that you shed your blood to cover my sins. Now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you. I'm accessing that blood by asking you to forgive me of everything I've ever done that wasn't pleasing to you. Let that blood and let that water flow over my life today. I want to make you not just Savior, but I want to make you Lord. I want to serve you. I want to be empowered by you. I want to do works that are not dead, but works that glorify your name. I want to live this life with freedom and with joy, empowered to do the impossible, because doing the impossible is fun. You created me in your image and in your likeness, and now I identify myself with you through the shedding of your precious blood. I thank you that you're washing away all of my sins, current sins, past sins. You're giving me a better life, and I receive it. I'm going to dream with you. I'm going to dream about what you always created me to be, and I'm going to act with power because of your precious blood. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Purify every chamber. Come into my head, Lord Jesus, and defeat every lie. Come into my body, Lord Jesus, and heal me and make me whole, that I may serve you. That I may serve you. It's a new day. It's a new day for you. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, if you rededicated your life and you meant it, if you accessed the power of the blood, you were just shifted. You're going to a higher level in God. You're going to a place where there is nothing impossible to you, because there's nothing impossible with him. It's time for the church to be the church. We can't be the church without accessing the blood. Hallelujah. How many of you know the power in the blood now? Hallelujah. Keep it on your lips. Keep it in your mind. Keep it in your heart. Step out in faith. And God will meet you where you are, because he wants to prove his word. He wants to prove his word. Amen? Amen. When you follow the Lord, nothing is impossible. No matter what is going on in your life, it can turn around. When you come to the Lord, believe him for his empowerment, believe him for the power, and he'll give you that power.